This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 25th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. It says there, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live." End of quote. Kerry Russell said, "Sometimes it is the smallest decisions that can change your life forever." Edwin Markham, an American poet, said this, "Choices are the hinges of destiny." The choice that we make today clearly determines our future, doesn't it? Bible is full of examples of people's choices and how it affected them. I will present you with some good and then bad choices of Bible characters from the pages of the Bible. Ruth chose to go with her mother-in-law Naomi and ended up in the genealogy of Jesus Christ as the mother of Obed. Noah chose to obey God by building an ark exactly the same way the Lord God showed him and ended up saving his and his family's lives when everybody else perished in the water. Abraham chose to obey God when he called him to make a break with his pagan idol worshipping family and friends and go to a land that God would eventually show him. Moses chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin in Egypt. Samuel chose to stand in full devotion to the Lord God when Eli's sons were sinning wickedly right in front of him day after day. Rahab the harlot chose to honor and believe in the God of Israel and thereby enjoyed the salvation of the Lord and got a portion in the land of promise. Joseph chose obedience to God in the midst of long and severe sufferings and temptations and became the prime minister of Egypt and a source of blessings for his own family. The apostle chose to follow Jesus Christ, all the apostles, when he called them. And they became the fishers of men for the kingdom of God and became the foundation of the New Testament church. You see, we can also see some wrong choices and the consequences in the pages of the Bible. Lucifer's pride caused his highly exalted position in heaven, and his future is now determined in the lake of fire. Adam and Eve's choice resulted in losing the beautiful paradise. And as a result, sin entered into this world. Cain's choice resulted in becoming the first murderer on this earth, killing his brother. Lot's choice resulted in losing all at the end. Saul's choice of disobedience and pride cost him the kingdom in Israel. By Jesus' choice, he lost his birthright and all the associated blessings. Judas betrayed Christ and ended up hanging himself to death. Hymenaeus and Alexander shipwrecked their faith by rejecting faith in good conscience. You see, and the list goes on. Beloved, we make many choices in our lives every day, don't we? Some of them may not be that important, like what I'm going to eat for lunch or dinner. However, some are vitally important, like the choices of career and spouse. But the most important choice a person would ever make is this: the choice between life and death. In short, this is what that means. It means, what did you do with the Son of God, Jesus Christ? Listen, there is no greater choice between your birth and death than this choice. Our today's insight says, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, what you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live." Choice is given to us. God is asking to choose life so that you and your children may live. You may have abundant life here on earth and eternal life in heaven after death. Bible says, "In Jesus Christ was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." John 1:4. Jesus said this, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, and even though they die." End of quote. Jesus also answered and said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." D. Dearly beloved, God pleads to choose life by coming to His Son Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. You see, His Son Jesus Christ shed His sinless and divine blood for all of your sins to reconcile you with God the Father. If there were any other ways for your salvation, He did not have to come to this sinful world and die on that cross cruelly for your salvation. No other way, period. Beloved, would you choose life today? You got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, you asked me to choose between life and death. And also you said life is in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. Please save me today and grant me abundant life now and eternal life when I close my eyes here on this earth. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.